This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As the world surpasses 961,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. This as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it is borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. The government's chief medical advisor said Monday if the spread of COVID-19 in Britain continues on its current trajectory, direct deaths from the virus will continue to rise, potentially exponentially, meaning, he said, quote, doubling and doubling and doubling again, and you can quickly move from really quite small numbers to really very large numbers. Prime Minister Johnson is due to speak Tuesday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Monday lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country except in second wave hotspot Auckland as the number of new infections slowed to a trickle. Some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people, but the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could be lifted, Ardern said. New Zealand, a nation of 5 million people, appeared to have halted community transmission of COVID-19 earlier this year, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. ByteDance and Oracle Corporation issued conflicting statements Monday over the terms of a deal they agreed with the White House over the weekend, casting doubt over President Donald Trump's preliminary blessing of the agreement. China's ByteDance was racing to avoid a crackdown on TikTok after the U.S. Commerce Department said Friday it would block new downloads and updates the app come Sunday. This is